You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
David Hochberg brought in his cousin, who is his intern this summer, and I saw his eyes light up like, why are they playing It's Raining Men?
Because it's one of the top five songs of all time ever created.
David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, in studio, and Jerome Powell out?
He's out. Yeah, we got a new Fed chair. Kevin Warsh, I think his name is.
That last name makes me crazy because that's how people from the South say Wash.
Kevin Warsh. Yeah. Listen, he's the new Fed chair. He's the guy behind the controls now, starting tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. Right, Fed Chair Powell. He had his stretch. He was appointed, and now his time is up. Right, appointed by Trump, renewed by Biden. Even though Trump beat the living bejesus out of him, any chance he get, he's the one that appointed him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new sheriff in town, and we'll see how that goes.
You hope will happen?
I hope we have some stability with messaging. Fed Chair Powell, one of his calamities was that inflation is transitory, right? And don't worry about it, it'll be fine. And it wasn't fine. And it was a complete jailbreak. And that kind of screwed us up. It would have been nice. They kept rates low, too low for too long. And that's why we kind of had the spike in inflation that we saw. I just would like some type of normalcy and the predictability so the markets can predict where we're going. And predictability is good. That's what the markets like. They didn't like Fed Chair Powell, the market as a whole. And, we have a new, like I said, we have a new sheriff in town. So mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what he does. You know, I wish him the best, like I do any new leader of our country or entity that is important to our country, like the Federal Reserve. It's kind of a big deal. It's an independent body that sets monetary policy in the United States. I think it should stay independent. I think whatever president is president should let the Fed do what
stay
the Fed do.
Yeah.
Let the Fed do what they do and, don't put any undue pressure to do what they want him or her to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. Positive. I want the best for the United States of America and hopefully he does well for everybody.
It's home selling market. A time. It's. I mean, people. And it looks like the who's in control? The sellers.
Oh, yeah. The sellers are back in control. The buyers are playing zone defense right now. We just were at. I took Ben to see a client of mine today, and we quoted him a rate because he had a 690 credit score and he was buying a condo with less than 25% down, and he had 690 credit score. His fiance had 780 credit scores. Goes off the lower of the two borrowers. So long story short, he wasn't too happy because he showed me his Credit Karma and he's like, it's 735 on his Credit Karma. I'm like, okay, that's garbage. That's recreationally pulling your credit. This is industrial pulling your credit when a mortgage professional or bank does it. So it's a different grading scale. Wasn't very happy, but I'm just like, okay, you cannot be happy, but be happy you came from 614 4 years ago to a 690 or 680, wherever he is now. Long story short, we put him into what's called a 1-0 buy-down. It's a product that's been around since I got in the industry 29 years ago in August. It'll be 26 years in August. It'll be 26 years worth of experience. It was huge back then. It's still big right now. He wasn't happy with the rate that I quoted him. So I'm like, all right, here's an option. You could be at 7.25 with all of the loan level price adjusters, or you could start at 7.75. And then the first year you're at 6.75 and we have a runway to get your credit stronger, and we have a runway to let whatever this mishigas in the Strait of Hormuz to settle, and hopefully rates will come back down, because like we've talked about before, in the past 70 days, it's been an absolute jailbreak with interest rates, and nobody's got any control over it. We were on a glide plane into the mid to low fives, and we start dropping bombs, and we're in the high sixes and sevens in some cases.
I got to tell you, David, if I have a 690 credit score and I don't have the 20-25% to put down, I would think I would need a magician to get me a good rate. I'm surprised that people aren't better educated on what it requires to get a great rate on your mortgage.
Well, okay, so he doesn't follow in all due respect to the general consumer out there who's following interest rates every day, unless you're buying a home, right?
Right.
You know, you're not following gas prices if you're driving an electric car, right? You're not looking at the gas. You know, you care less while your car is driving itself. So it, you know, he had no idea. And what's a real shock for the buyers that we talked to in the spring, and we're like, yeah, you're in the fives. Hey, you know, it's 5 point. And then you're like, okay, it's six. It's going to start with the six. And they're like, oh, what are you? You're screwing me over.
What kind of game is this?
Right. You know, have you looked at gas prices?
Yeah.
Right? You went from two something to four something or three to five. So, listen, it's a commodity.
Yeah.
We have no control over the commodity, and we just quote what we quote, and there's only certain things that we could do, and we have no control over things. So, you know, the stuff we have control over, we are pretty good at controlling, and the stuff we don't control over, I know it's kind of redundant, we don't, but here's some numbers I just want to share because I know we got to go to break. U.S. household debt jumped $18 billion in the first quarter of this year. New record. Congratulations, United States consumers. $18.8 trillion worth of household debt cumulative in the United States. Here's another frightening thing. Household debt surged $4.6 trillion since January of 2020. Here's another horrible thing. The increase was driven by mortgage debt, which rose $21 billion to a record $13.2 trillion. Auto loans also jumped $18 billion to $1.7 trillion. Meanwhile, some positive news, credit card debt declined $25 billion to its only $1.3 trillion. So that's a positive. Second highest on record, okay? And furthermore, last but not least, student loan balances fell $6 billion, thanks to Ray Kaplan, she's awesome, to $1.7 trillion, also the second highest on record. And here's a frightening part. Go to break, I know. This comes as delinquency rates on credit card debt and student loans increased to levels last seen near the post-2008 financial crisis peaks, weighing on the ability of consumers to take on additional debt.
Okay, who is the appointee, the Yahoo on TV, that's like, yeah, but consumers are charging their credit cards up. Yes.
Kevin Hassett.
I wanted to flick him like a gnat.
Yeah, I saw the best thing online, okay? Baghdad Bob is at it again. Okay, remember Baghdad Bob? Okay, oh, everything's great. You're dropping bombs. Oh, you're not hitting anything. You know, everything's... Yeah, so that's the best analogy.
Oh,
Kevin Hassett, a.k.a. Baghdad Bob.
Yeah.
You could roll this clown out, and he's like, you know, it's beautiful day out, not a cloud in the sky. We got thunderstorms, and it's going to snow. Okay?
Sell us something that is completely untrue.
This guy is just an absolute backwards person, and he lies, and he lies, and he lies, and I don't not know why.
With a smile on his face.
I don't know why the Trump administration rolls this guy out. You should just keep him in the closet in the basement of the White House and just keep him off the TV. He damages what the message is.
Right. Well, I didn't even know who he was till that got replayed a million times, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Anyways, we got to take a break.
Yeah, I know. We got to go.
56David.com. That's where you find him. David Hochberg in studio. If you have a text question, we'll get to it. 312-981-7200. Question right off the bat. So my daughter's looking for a house, and her credit hangs in right about 800. What should she expect for interest on a house, putting 20 or 25% down?
Yeah, well, if you make under, I think, $120,000 and you're a first-time home buyer, which is somebody who hasn't bought a home in the past 3 years, that's the federal definition of a first-time home buyer, the loan level price adjusters are completely waived. So she'd be today looking in the mid to low sixes when she would have been in the mid to low fives 70 days ago. So yeah, listen, this is the reality of where we are. Okay, you filled up your tank 70 days ago, you're costing you $50. You fill up your tank now,
$80.
It costs you $80 to $100. If you're the guy in the truck next to me yesterday who was filling up his diesel, $187.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, the market moves. I appreciate the question. But the market moves, and we just function based upon where the market is.
Mm-hmm. Pending U.S. home sales climbed to highest level since 2022. Buyers return to market.
Buyers. And I'll tell you what, these rates are not scaring off buyers.
Americans don't seem to be frightened of anything these days when it comes to finances.
It's crazy because in 2003, when we went from the threes in January to the sevens by June, we had about a 45 to 60 day pullback where everybody was freaked out. And then when you went back out there 60 days later and the rates were still in the sevens, we really have been basically there since mid-2023. Yeah, let's keep going, right? We know we got to bring in more. We know we might have to bring in less, or we might have to take the down payment to pay off some credit card bills to lower our overall monthly payment so we could afford the housing payment. A lot of parents, a lot of family members are kicking in to mm-hmm. give gifts for down payments. Our gift donations have come in, shot up, because they want their kids out of their basement and they want them to start the home ownership, and they're seeing that real estate prices are not coming down. The guy that Ben and I met, my cousin and I met with at 11 o'clock today, lost four condos, right? Oh. He's like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to spend $575 on a condo. I'm like, you're not going to get it. He's like, well, how do you know? He's like, I'll go up to $585. I'm like, you have to go to 6.25 or else you're not going to touch it. He's like, I'm not going over 6. Place went for $635.
Okay. I don't know why people don't trust someone like you. You know the market.
Okay, and the realtor he was working with, who I introduced him to, who he's worked with in the past, she's an assassin. She's fantastic, okay? Essentially said the same thing. He lost three places playing that small-minded game. I'm not going up. So guess what he bought this place for? $645. Okay? So he went from $575 to $645, and this is
I love what we can do.
It's two professionals, right? Dual income, no kids, making $250 to $280 combined, and they're buying $640,000 home. He's got a condo he's got to sell that'll sell in 14 minutes at top dollar. So it's a crazy market. It's an absolute bananas market.
Talk to me about this piece that you sent me about the United States income classes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always intrigued by this.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So I got to find it here because my phone just dropped on me. So the income classes. So I saw it this morning, right? The income classes. Poverty is now considered anything under $30,000. I saw this on the train on the way in. Lower class is considered $30,000 to $55,000 in this new table. Lower middle class is wage earners, combined wage earners, household income, 55 to 115 G's. Your lower middle class at 55 to 115 G's. Okay. Upper middle class is $115,000 to $165,000. Upper class is $165,000 to $250,000, and wealthy, quote unquote wealthy, is $250,000 and above. So hold on. Okay. So you got two hardworking husband, wife out there humping, right? Just busting rear end, making 75 to 80 G's a year. They're coming home $150 to $160. You're thinking you're doing pretty damn good. Okay, so you're making $150. You take off $50 of it for taxes, right? You're going to lose a third. So now you're down to 100 G's gross. Okay, 100 G's, which is $8,333 a month. You got $4,000 for your house with gas, electric, all that mishigas. You got $1,000 for your car payments because you got two cars. All right, if you're lucky, it's $1,000. Mm-hmm. Right, so now you're at $5. Right, it's costing you $100 now a week to load up fuel and eat. So now you're at $800 if you're lucky for the fuel. So you just, and then the food keeps going up.
And the utilities.
Boom, boom, boom. You're just getting body shots left and right. And then you got the kids in baseball and soccer and lacrosse and all this up, which is great. And dance and computer clubs and all that. Chess clubs, right? Ben was in chess because he's a smart computer programmer. Big shot at Michigan State University, right? So, you've got all these at the end of the month.
Nothing.
You got nothing left. Mm-mm. At 150 G's, you think you're set. You got you're scrubbing pennies together to get through the end of the month. So I mean, that's where we're at. And until the fuel prices come down, it impacts everything. We're just stuck. Mm-hmm. We're just absolutely stuck, and it sucks. But that's what we're here to try to help our listeners through these situations.
Okay. He's the guy that will help you through that situation. 56David.com or give him your phone number.
855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843. Wendy is hosting for me this weekend.
Oh, good.
I am going to Florida. Because
I love the way you say Florida.
I was born in Brooklyn. I'm from New York.
I know, it's a very
and
New York
my
accent.
Oldest daughter Carly is graduating from college, Lynn University in Boca Raton.
Oh, wonderful!
So I got one on the way out, and I got one going to University of Illinois. She got in. I got a middle one at Iowa, and my youngest is going to Illinois next year. So one off the
dole for college.
Yeah, that's $60,000 a year saved. Yeah. So Wendy's filling in for me on Saturday.
Okay, we'll be listening. That's the one and only David Hochberg.